So is there hope for our entertainment industry? Billie Eilish has added a second show as part of her tour here next year. Fear is that we get left behind because of the MIQ problems, the border problems, of course. Representative for Frontier Touring and head of Eccles Entertainment, Brent Eccles, is with us. Brent, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. Announcing isn't doing, of course. How confident as you sit here this morning she's going to hit the stage and sing some songs?
Oh, very confident. Yes, very confident. I think September next year we should be in good shape. It feels to me like, you know, first quarter next year, the government's talking about opening the borders. And if our tour party is double vaccinated, we should have a good shot of getting in.
Are you assuming this is all airlines, plenty of them, no MIQ anymore, double vaxxed and we're set to go? Is that your theory, your working theory?
Well, you know, the artists are aware of the situation in New Zealand right now, and we don't come in blind. There are big decisions to make. So we'll do what we have to do. But I do feel that things will ease up and we'll be able to get in fine.
We're not special, though, are we? I mean, they would tour us on the back of Australia, and if we became a problem, we'd be off, wouldn't we?
Well, yes, all major touring that comes from New Zealand is an Australian tour. I would say that a lot of artists find New Zealand very attractive to come here and play. It's a good moneymaker for them. But, you know, hopefully New Zealand and Australia can work together with any MIQ problems, and maybe the bubble works that you only, you know, do some kind of quarantine in one country and come to the second. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to be able to formulate a plan to actually accommodate that? Because I'm sure they haven't thought about it.
Well, I've told them probably 100 times. So if they're listening to me, yes, they've thought about it. There are lots. It's quite complicated, but you know, we're really confident that that it's going to come right. And as I say, I think you'll start to see it happen in Australia.
Good.
With Australia in the first quarter next year.
It's September, you think, Sabe. When do you reckon the first tour is? Is it April? Is it March? Is it May? When do you reckon they dip their toe?
June. I think it's June, yeah. Yeah, I really do. And it's timely because it chimes in with we're going into our summer, so they're coming out of their summer in North America and Europe, so, you know, they'll start to come down here. What happens is that, you know, when we go into lockdown, there's a concertina effect where all the shows that we're going to play, they get pushed out by 6 months. So all of a sudden, there's going to be a whole raft of artists come through. I think next summer will be phenomenal.
Well, that's my next problem. Most of us only got $100 or $200 or whatever it is. I mean, you know, and every man and his dog's on a world tour.
Haven't you been saving?
Well, yeah, I suppose so. But I mean, it doesn't make sense for everyone to come, does it? Or does it?
Well, I think the biggest artists will come. It's probably that the ones in that middle ground will probably find it tough, but there's a lot of big artists lining up to come, a lot of major outdoor shows, a lot of stadium business. So I think it's going to be exciting.
Good stuff. All right. Good to have you on the program. Appreciate it very much. Hope you're right. Brent Eccles, June of next year, he thinks. Can you imagine a world where the planes land in the country and all you need to do is be double jab, maybe spit in something and, you know, yes, you're wearing a mask, but it's sort of that level of normality and you're buying a ticket to a concert. Can you conceive of that? Because we've written this year off, essentially, haven't we? 2021's shot to bits.